the reef, okay? Now the last point about Rabbeinu Tam, I just want to go over, okay? We left off saying that Rabbeinu Tam had developed that Akko, half of it was in Eretz Yisrael, and half of it was in Chutz Lartz, okay? That's what we had said from Rabbeinu Tam. And that's how Rabbeinu Tam got out of the fact of those two Gemaras, that Rav Abba kissed the hills of Akko, and that the Rabbanim from Eretz Yisrael stopped at Akko, which implied that Akko, that's what he says. Akko, even though the Holy Bubble captured it, and according to Rabbeinu Tam, if the Holy Bubble captured it, it's Eretz Yisrael, no problem, Rabbeinu Tam said. Why? Because our Mishnah is talking about the Chutz Lartz side of Akko, not the Eretz Yisrael side of Akko. Okay. And then, he was bothered by Akasha that he asked on himself. The Mishnah writes on Daf Ayin Vavim and Aleph later on in the Masechta. Everyone take a look at Ayin Vavim and Aleph. The Gemara says in Ayin Vavim and Aleph, it says, towards the end of the Mishnah, it says, five lines up from the bottom, Im lo bati mikan v'ashloshim yo, v'yaholich l'medina siyam. If the husband says, if he doesn't come back from now until 30 days, I mean, if he doesn't come back by 30 days, v'yaholich l'medina siyam, and he goes to Medina Siyam, v'yigil Akko, and he arrives at Akko, v'chazer, and he comes home, batal t'nai. The t'nai is batal, he came home, and therefore the get is batal. Because the t'nai is only valid, he didn't show up. Okay. Take a look at Amud Beis, by the two dots. Or is it Gitei Chinovati Mi Kanat Shloshim Yom Kulik Lememra De Akko Bemedina Siyam Kaima? The Mishnah seems to imply very clearly that Akko's in Medina Siyam, doesn't it? It says if he doesn't want return, if he doesn't go, he doesn't return home. He's in 30 days, and he goes to Medina Siyam, and he gets to Akko. The simplest reading of the Mishnah is that Akko's part of what Medina Siyam. Oh, the name of the Akko be Medina Siyam Kaima. Ba'amar Rav Safra ki have a miftir Rabbanu mi'adadi ba'Akko have a miftir. The Rabbanu escorted the Rabbanu of Bavel. They stopped at Akko. Mishum Dasa Latzeis Meretz Yisrael Chutz Lartz. Stira is Akko in Eretz Yisrael, is Akko in Chutz Lartz. Got it? That's what the Gemara says. What does Rabbeinu Tam ask on himself? According to Rabbeinu Tam, we just developed that there are two sides of Akko. Seth, what the Gemara? What should the Gemara have answered? That what? Excellent. There's a story with the Rabbanon is talking about the Akko part of Eretz Yisrael. And the Mishnah here in Ayin Vav is talking about what? The Chutz Lartz part of Akko. That would have been a beautiful answer. That's what Rabbeinu Tam asks on himself. The Adalo Mishani. That is what Rabbeinu Tam is asking on himself. What does Rabbeinu Tam answer? Why? Why couldn't the Gemara give that answer? You know why the Gemara couldn't have given that answer? Because what does the Lashon of the Mishnah of Higil Akko imply? What does the Higil Akko imply? Aaron Imobati says if he doesn't come back, then he goes to Medina Siyam. The Mishnah says Higil Akko. He reached Akko. What does that imply? You reached? What'd you say? Exactly, the beginning of Akko. You're going from Yerushalayim to Tel Aviv to Akko. You get to there, it's a small part of Akko. You couldn't have given the Gemara, the Gemara could not have given an answer that the Mishnah Ayin Vavim and Aleph was talking about what? The Chutz Lartz part of Akko. He wasn't a long jumper, right? I don't know who won the long jump in the Olympics, but who was the famous fellow? The long jumper, the sprinter. He won 4 gold medals?
Carl
Lewis, right? It wasn't Carl Lewis that he could jump across half of Akko, the Akko part of Eretz Yisrael. You get to the Akko part of Eretz Yisrael first, right? So therefore, that the Rabbeinu Tam defends himself. Therefore, the Gemara cannot have given that answer. Now, what was the Gemara's answer? So take a look inside. So this we said over incorrectly yesterday. Ellie asked me, remember we said what the Gemara's answer was? So I said over, and Ellie said a good Terrence. It was a good Terrence, but that's not what the Gemara says. We didn't say what the Gemara says. We made up our own Terrence. What does the Gemara say? Take a look. Amar Abaye, trei tanai kamarla. Not two tanai. He made two conditions. It was a double condition. Imatino l'medina seyam l'alter l'havigita. He says, if he arrives in Medina Siyam, it immediately will be a get. If he tarries on the way 30 days, he doesn't return. He got to Akko and he went back home. The low of Medina Siyam, that's not considered to get to Medina Siyam, because he only got to Akko. Lo ishtoi nami ishtoi it klosin yomim. He did not tarry on the derech for 30 days. Bottle tonight. The tonight's bottle and the gets bottle. And Zach pointed out very nicely in Seder, and this is absolutely correct, that this is a two-pronged tonight, a double condition that both have to be fulfilled for the get to be a get. Meaning, he said, if he gets to Medina Sinai, it immediately is a get. Akko is not considered to be Medina Sinai. Plus, he says, if he stays in Eretz Yisrael, he'll return home in 30 days. He won't tarry on the derech. And if he does, if he tarries on the derech, it will be a get. So it could be a get in one of two ways. Meaning, if he would have gotten to Medina Sinai, I want you to get this, it immediately would have been a get. But if he stays in Eretz Yisrael, it also would be a get as long as he doesn't return home. And since, in this case, he didn't get to Medina Sinai, did not get to Medina Sinai, and he came home, therefore the get is what? Bottle. The Tanai is not fulfilled. Okay? But the get could have been a get in one of two ways. That's what the Gemara says, Lafida Maskana. Okay? Now, what is the what? What is the Mishnah talking about? Which part of Akko? Which part of Akko? The Mishnah I involved, not our Mishnah. Yes, she says correct. According to Minatam, Mishnah Dafez is talking about the Kutzlars part of Akko. What's the Mishnah I involved when I'm talking about? The Eretz Yisrael part of Akko. That is correct. The Gil Akko. Well said, right? The Gil Akko, but he didn't get the Medina Sinai. So a lot of fellows in Seder ask very correctly. They said, Rebbe, what would be the din if the guy went to the Chutzlars part of Akko? What would you say? What would you say if he got to the Chutzlars part of Akko? What would you say? So if you'd asked me, I would have said that according to Rabbeinu Tam, what does Rabbeinu Tam hold? That if something's not holy bavo, then what is it? It's zero. Excellent, Alex. So if you ask me, I would say the Rabbeinu Tam would say that would be an immediate good get. With the only hesitation that Jesse was asking me was, but Rebbe, didn't we say Medina Sayam, according to Rashi, at least according to Tosfos, and the Ran said Rashi, what did we say Medina Sayam implied? What? Makom Rachok. Now, Akko is not a Makom Rachok. So then you might hesitate and say, maybe it's not called Medina Sayyam, the Chutzlars part of Akko. I want you to get this down, this suffix that we have within Rabbeinu Tam. If I would suggest, though, Jesse, that this phraseology of Medina Sayyam and I involved is different than our Medina Sayyam in Daf Beis. What do I mean different? Here in Daf Beis, it means Makom Rachok and compared to what? Rekim V'chagrin and compared to Kfar Ludim Ulu. Here, in Ayin Vav, who's the guy who's saying it? It's the guy's talking, the husband. He's drawing up his own deal for the get. So it could very well be that catchphrase, Medina Sinai, means Chutzlars. You follow what I'm saying? See, here it's objective, formal, our Mishnah Daf. It's just listing rules. There's the guy talking, he's drawing up his own deal. So even though we're presenting a suffix, I would venture to say that Lafi Rabbeinu Tam, if he got to the Chutzlars part of Akko, it would be a good get. Because that's called Medina Sinai, and La'alter would be a get. What's that say? You follow me? Oh. However, Lafi the Rambam, what do we say the Rambam held? What does the Rambam hold? That it's shame Eretz Yisrael, believe Kedushas Yisrael. The Chutzlars part of Akko was, in fact, the Chutzlars part of Akko, push of shot, according to the Rambam, what would you say? I mean, it's not so clear. From the Rambam, we said the Feirish, you remember we said from the Rambam, the Holy Bubble did not capture Akko? I'm sorry, the Holy Mitzrayim? So we said the Psukim said that they did. So what's the answer? The answer is that what? It's half and half. The Holy Mitzrayim captured there, it's a small part of Akko, but they didn't get the Chutzlars part of Akko. I would say also, Jesse, according to the Rambam, the bottom line is the Chutzlars part of Akko was not captured by the Holy Mitzrayim either. So I would also call that Medina Sam. And I also would say the get would be a get. You follow what I'm saying? That's what we want to suggest. It's an interesting Shiloh, which I didn't look enough around, Zach, in the Mishnah. I should have looked, Lamaisa. But maybe we should look more for tomorrow to look around, maybe one of the Gedolei Achronim discuss that case, the Gedolei Achronim on the Mishnah. But that's a fascinating case. What will be the difference? We're venturing to say, Lafi Rabbeinu Tam, It also would be a good get, because that's going to say also according to the Rambam would be as well. Because the bottom line is it is Chutz Lartz. Now, even though the Rabbeinu Tam doesn't have this concept of Shem Yitzchak L'Kedusha, and the Rambam does, but the bottom line is according to the Rambam, you need the Olam Yitzchak to have captured it. And they didn't capture it. You follow me? The Olam Yitzchak did not capture the Chutz Lartz side of Akko. So the Fidah Rambam is also going to be called Chutz Lartz. Okay? So we have this. This is what we wanted to begin with. We should get this chlor, that right. Okay? We get that chlor, that right, the gilaka. Yes, Seth, go ahead. Oh, okay, so we'll get to it. You're in the Marshall, why don't you see today? Okay, all right. Okay, we'll see. We'll see. Let's get to it. Good, very good. Let's get to it. Yeah, Josh, go ahead. You mean we had one of the Gedolei Akharim say you could have the Pusik talk about one city and a Mishnah another city. But in two Mishnah is different. Josh is making a good horror. It's a very good point. Because the way we've set it up is that the Mishnah and Daf Beis is the Chutz Lartz side of Akko, and the Mishnah and Daf Ayin Vav is the Eretz Yisrael side of Akko. Very excellent point. My response to you is that the same word, the same name in Mishnah, we're maybe uncomfortable saying it's two different cities. But here it's just the same city, but different sides. But you know what? I think your kash is better than my terrace, okay? But it's a very excellent point. Very, very good. Excellent. Okay, good. So that's the first point I wanted to mention. Let's go now weiter in the Tosos, okay? Let's see now weiter in the Tosos. Before we go weiter also, let's just get an afkamina that I didn't mention yesterday. I wanted to mention to you. That Rav Shulti, the great Gaon, the chief rabbi of Shalayim, quotes beautiful afkamina. A nafkamina between Shem Eretz Yisrael and B'ri Kedushas Yisrael. One of the discussions in the Heter Mechira of being able to sell Eretz Yisrael to get out of Shemitah, observing Shemitah, because the issue is very against it, okay? And Rav Kook had a legitimacy for it. One of the ways to get out of it is they sell Eretz Yisrael, okay? The Chazon Ish held the favorish, because the Ish held the favorish that the Isser of Mosechanein, the Gemara writes in Avodah Zarah, Daf Chaf Amadav, Usser to sell land to a person that engages in Avodah Zarah. And there's a whole discussion whether it applies to Yishma'elim, errors, because they're not open to Avodah Zarah. Let's assume it does, like the Chazon Ish says it does. Therefore, he says, I don't like to have them here because you're over Lo Sechanein. Okay? That's one of the times, many times the Chazon Ish has against the Hetzer Mechira. But one of them is you're over Lo Sechanein by selling your Yisrael. Let me ask you. Is it usher to sell a land that was captured only by Olam Mitzrayim and not by Olam Bavel to non-Jews? Are you over the Isser of Lo Sechanein? Are you over the Isser of Lo Sechanein? What do you say? Says Rav Shulti, it's a machlokes the Minchas Chinuch and the Chazon Ish. Okay? The Minchas Chinuch and the Mar Makomis, I don't have my... Sadi Dalet, what Ostal? Sadi Dalet, Ostalet, the Minchas Chinuch writes, you are not over the Isser of Lo Sechanein. You are not. Because it's only a shame here to Yisrael without Kedushas Yisrael. And the Chazon Ish, I have it right here, Simon Chaftal Os Alam writes, I'm just quoting the name, Nispa'ir, Shemichir is Batim, the Sonos, Lohde, what is Rahapis, Marazem, and Atera, Bibba called Eret, Shekhoshu, Ola, Mitzrayim, Bichwal, Hadisser, Nezet, the Lokim, and Chosin, Mitzah, Sadi, Dalit. So it's a very interesting nafgamina. I just want you to get it. Is there an Israel posichanein if you sell a part of Eretz Yisrael that's only holy Mitzrayim and not holy Baal? Nicholas Hewitt says no. And the Chazanish says what? Says yes. How would you be ma'as for this machloikis? Based on what we said yesterday. According to Rabbeinu Tam, there is no such concept of Shem Eretz Yisrael Holy Kedushas Haaretz. If it's only Shem Eretz Yisrael Holy Kedushas Haaretz, if the Holy Bible didn't capture it, then what? Yossi? It's Chutzpah Haaretz. No Isser to sell it. Who holds like that? Michus Chinuch is working like the Rabbeinu Tam. However, the Chazanish says, I'm sorry, I beg the difference. The Rabban, the Rabban, Rashi, all claim that there's a concept of Shem Eretz Yisrael, believe Kedushas Yisrael, and the Israel Lo Sechanim would apply as well. So that's a very good nafgamini between the two approaches and the Rishon that we gave on this bit. Okay, let's pick it up now from the Re, because the Re is going to be a third approach now. Okay, the Re will be a third approach. Let's see the Re inside. Ach Kosha, Elmi, go ahead. Let's see the place inside. Go ahead. Ach Kosha Lari. Go ahead. Oh, so what was the Gemara there? The Gemara on Bava Mabei says that there was a story of a man that brought a get in front of Rabbi Shmuel, and he said, do I need to say before I left or not? So what did Rabbi Shmuel say back to him? Well, where are you from? I can't pass in the shot until you tell me where you're from. So he said, Rabbi, I'm from Kfar Sisoy. So he said, you have to say B'fanei Nechtov. You have to say B'fanei Nechtov. So he said, but Rabbi, Kfar Sisoy, then he left. And then the Gemara says that Rabbi Loi came in. Nicholas Lefan Rabbi Loi. Amar lo Rabbi, v'alok Kfar Sisoy Muflos. Take a look on Vav Mebeis. Amar lo Rabbi, v'alok Kfar Sisoy Muflos. B'tchum Eretz Yisrael Kfaro L'tzipor Yosem Yaakov. Lutanan Rab Meir Omer Akko Keretzol Gittin Vafilu Rabbanu Lepliga Le Rameir El Ba Akko De Mekarka Amak Forse Said Mekarka Lo. Rabbi Lo said, Rabbi, I don't understand. Kfar Sisoy is swallowed up on three borders. Granted, it's Chutzlarts, but the bottom line is it's closer to Tzipori more than Akko. Now Tzipori is a place of yeshivas and transportation. There's Bat Din in there. And it's closer, what, to Tzipori more than Akko. And what does Reb Meir say? By getting Akko's like Eretz Yisrael. And Reb Meir, the Rabban only argued Reb Meir, because Akko's far away. Far as Yisrael is close. So why on earth does the funny Nechav have to be said? Rebbe Loi asked Rebbe Shmuel's tzak. He asked on Rebbe Shmuel. So he said, Amalei benish shtok benish shtok, hold the yatsa adar the hat of yatsa. He says, I paskind up, that's it. Paskind up, that's it. So go ahead, Ali. Back to the Tosis. Go ahead. Akko Shalari. Let's see again. What's the kasha of the Rian of Rabbeinu Tam? Shkoyach! Who cares that Akko is what? Mabekach! Who cares that it's closer than what? It's closer than to Tzipori than what? Than Akko. Who cares? The bottom line though is Akko is what? Part of it is what? Eretz Yisrael. The bottom line is part of it is Eretz Yisrael. Half of Akko is Eretz Yisrael. So who cares at all that it's farther away? Right? That's a good, very good kasha. Who cares? Who cares? Do you think it's such a strong kasha? How would you save Rabbeinu Tam? What would you say to save Rabbeinu Tam? Part of it is what is in Eretz Yisrael. Right? What would your response be for Rabbeinu Tam? I was thinking when we were preparing the Tosis. Yeah, I mean, okay, say back to the read. Who cares? Who cares that part of it is Eretz Yisrael? The other part is not! And the other part will have to save a funny neck, the funny neck. You know what I'm saying? In other words, what is the Rabbeinu Tam, what is the Re's point here? The Re's point is, he says, even though it's Rechok Zorah, he atzmechetz im Eretz Yisrael. But he says, who cares? Akko's better, despite the fact it's part of it. Half of it is part of Eretz Yisrael. So that's why Akko is what? Akko's special. See, according to what the Rabban Tam, the Gemara doesn't read well. The Gemara doesn't read well. What does the Gemara say there in Vavamis? Kfar Sisoy should be better than Akko, because Kfar Sisoy is closer to Tzipori than Akko. What are you talking about? Akko is special because it's part of Eretz Yisrael. So my response back to that is, half of Akko is part of Eretz Yisrael, but the other half is not. Okay, I don't know. That's what I was just thinking. No. Whenever you have a kasha on another rishi, you got to ask yourself, how would the Rabban Tam get out of this? So that's what I was thinking. I was just thinking on myself. I mean, okay, the Rabban Tam is basically shkoyach to you. Shkoyach that you know the half of it is what? Is in your soul. But the other half is not. And you have to say, b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta. Anything that is chutz l'aretz says, b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta. So this is what I was thinking for the Rabban Tam to respond back to the reed. Why should it make a difference that half of it is in Eretz Yisrael? The other half is not. And we're focusing on the other half. Anything that's chutz l'aretz says, b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta. You follow me, sir? This is what I was thinking. The truth of the matter is, I don't really know. It's hard to really understand the time of the read. You follow what I'm saying? What does it make a difference? Yeah, real quick, Justin.
He gave us, the Maharam Shif said that, he gave us, made this far for the read, that since it's next, since the Chutzar is next to the Eretz Yisrael of Akar, so therefore you wouldn't have to say, V'nayachnam. That's what the Maharam Shif said.
Oh, we'll get to. I just want to see the next ride.
We'll see.
I want to get to the next Raya though first, okay? Yeah, Yossi, real quick, go ahead.
That's also one of the other reasons because it's closer to a victory with Ami Bahak, and Kfar Susa is closer.
Right.
So Akko is further, yet it's still part of, so like that makes the question even better, that makes the question even stronger.
Right.
So I mean, like, I say that might go aside.
Okay, but I'm just saying that we're focusing on the Chutzpah side. The Chutzpah side is the one that's in front of Nechta. So who cares whether half of it is Eretz Yisrael? That shouldn't make a difference. That's what I'm saying. What are you saying with the Maharam Shif that what?
The Maharam Shif said in the back that since the Chutzpah of Akko is next to the Eretz Yisrael part of Akko, so maybe you would not have to say Fanei Nechta, Fanei Nechta.
That shouldn't make a difference. That's what I'm saying. Saying the Rabban Tam would say, what does that make a difference? The bottom line is they're still different. That's what I'm saying.
But that's the svara of the read. Just to understand the read.
Okay, alright. Okay, that's what you have to say. But I'm saying the svara is it shouldn't make a difference. Their soul side shouldn't affect the chutzpah side. That's what I'm suggesting. You follow what I'm saying? The Rabban Tam is saying, I don't really, it doesn't make a difference. But okay, the Maharam Shif is on that point of the read. Are you sure it's going on that point of the read? Alright, we'll have to see. Yeah, Jack, real quick, go ahead. I don't think so. No, he quotes the Mishnah. The Mishnah's talking about the Chutz L'aretz side of Akko. The Meir says in the Chutz L'aretz side of Akko, you don't have to say it. The Chum say you do. You follow me?
Yes, and what's the one to say? He's saying that the Chutz L'aretz side, of course,
Sisa,
you don't have to say it.
Right.
Closer than Akko, you don't have to say it.
According to Rameir, and the Rabbanan only argue Rameir because it's far away. Right. You follow what I'm saying? It's talking about the Chutzlar side. I'm just saying it shouldn't make a difference.
He's saying the Rabbanan time's not Mistaber because of that point.
I'm arguing for the Rabbanan time that it shouldn't make a difference. That's what I'm arguing. Does everyone follow what I'm saying? I'm arguing, again, what is the reason? Kasha. The reason Kasha is that, you read the Gemara in that Bava base. What does it say on Bava base? It says, Kfar Sisoy, you shouldn't have to say Fanei Nechta, Fanei Nechta. Because it's closer to Tzipori than who? Than Akko. So it's closer to Tzipori than Akko, then you shouldn't have to say Fanei Nechta, Fanei Nechta. Right? What kind of an answer is that? Because the truth of the matter is, Akko is special because part of Akko is in Eretz Yisrael. But my response to that is, we're not talking about the Akko part of Eretz Yisrael. We're talking about the Chutzlar part of Akko. So, Yossi points out the Maharam Shif explains this for the reason it should affect it. Just like the Eretz Yisrael part of Akko doesn't say it should affect the Chutzlar part of it. My response to Rabban Tam's argument is, why? Why should it affect it? Because it's twin cities? Stop! Okay, Lamette. It's Twin Cities, but Lamette has to mean... Okay, that's the first ride. I want to go a little bit... Let's go Viking, because we've got a lot to see. Go ahead, Al. Go ahead. Viking. Vaude. How do you make a Duke later on? Go ahead. Excellent. Closer Kane. Right, so what does the Gemara say there on Daf Ches? Right, it says if you sell what? Gemara asks a Shiloh from Rebkiah Bar Abba. If you sell your Eved to Tzuria, is it like Chutz Laretz or not? What is an Afkamina whether you sell it to Chutz Laretz? There was a Knas imposed upon anyone who sells an Eved Kanaan to Chutz Laretz for the following three reasons. He goes free immediately. Number one, he's no longer going to live in Eretz Yisrael. He won't fulfill Yishuv Haaretz, Kisar, according to the Ramban, number one. Number two, he won't be able to do Mitzvah's parts like the Rashbam of Bambas with Afsadi Aleph. And number three, he might start doing Averis. He might become defiled, Yitameh with an Ayin. So the three reasons given why, in fact, we assume you're never, we impose a Knas on a guy if you sell a master, sell your Eved Kanaan in Chutz Laretz. So we want to know, is Suri considered being Chutz Laretz? So Amar Lahu, it says there, Tinitu, Reb Meir Amar Akhla Gerasol, getting in, Lavadim Lo, the Koshki in Syria. Where is Syria? The Mir Chaktuvi. Where is Syria? Syria is in the north. It's not exactly Syria, it's more like Lebanon. Okay? That's what Syria is. So go ahead, so it's a beautiful riot. Go ahead, Adarab. Excellent. So what's the kasher of the re on this? If you hold like Rabbeinu Tam, that half is Eretz Yisrael and half is Chutz Laretz, how do you read the Gemara? That Kol Shekein Syria, which is what? Further away, right? What do you mean? Syria is better. If we pask in Kibush Yochet Shmei Kibush, which is when we'll get to in Daf Ches, whatever that means. Either it means Dov HaMelech captured it before he captured all of Eretz Yisrael, or he captured it for his own purposes. A big machlokes Yesh Rashi does how to define Kibush Yochet. Nonetheless, the bottom line is Syria is Eretz Yisrael. We're trying to pilpul whether if you sell your Eved Kanaan to Syria, is it like Chutz Laretz? So the Gemara says, we'll make a Kol Shekein from Akko. Akko's only Eretz Yisrael for Gittin, but not for Avodin. So if Akko's not Eretz Yisrael, but it's Chutz Laretz for Avodin, Kol Shekein Syria. What are you talking about? Syria is Eretz Yisrael. Kibush Yochet Shmei Kibush. So the Re's asking, he says, I don't understand this. He says, I don't understand it at all. Akko is Chutz Laretz. Part of Akko's Chutz Laretz. Half of Akko is Chutz Laretz. Doesn't make any sense. And in fact, Yitzi said the Mishnah's talking about the Chutz Laretz side of Akko. See, how on earth can you compare the Chutz Laretz side to Akko and say Kol Shekein Syria? Syria is there, it's Yisrael Mamish. Kibush Yochet Shmei Kibush. This is a Bav Kashin on the Rabbeinu Tam, the Re asks. You can't read this Gemara either. We got it? Oh, so I was thinking to myself, how are you going to save Rabbeinu Tam? This is a little bit easier, I think, to say. Go ahead, Yossi. How we should say Rabbeinu Tam? How do we pass it? No, how do we? Oh, the Rambam passes Kibush Yochet Lav Shmei Kibush. Maybe Rabbeinu Tam holds like that as well. Where does the Rambam paskin? Let me just give you the Marmoko. That's the way I was thinking to say Rabbeinu Tam. You build your whole kasha based on that day. We don't hold like that day, Allah Lamaisa. We don't hold like that day, Allah Lamaisa. Okay? Maybe that's what you could say. The Rambam is in Hilchos Trumos Perak Aleph Halachadal. Kibush Yochet Lav Shmei Kibush. Finish. So maybe that's a way you could save the Rabbeinu Tam. Okay? Are we got it? This is what we want to tie in and save the Rabbeinu Tam. The two tie-ins of the Re. But the Re held stark, is cautious, And because of that, Ellie, what is the reef shock, which is the third shock in general in we've seen so far? Yesterday we have a bit of time. Second approach is the Ramarashi Ramban. Third approach now is the reef. Go ahead. Excellent. So the Reed's phenomenal Kiddush. Phenomenal. What does the Reed say? The Reed argues only as he said. That Akko in the Mishnah is referring to what? The Eretz Yisrael side of Akko. And if a guy delivers a get from the Eretz Yisrael side of Akko to Yerushalayim, you must say Befanenech. Gaval, aren't they both Eretz Yisrael? It's all an issue of distance. Now, don't get me wrong. Don't tell me if I can create a scenario, if I take a city from Kutz Lawrence to Eretz Yisrael, it'll be a short distance. I won't have to say, no, the Mishnah laid down rules. It's got to be Eretz Yisrael. But even within Eretz Yisrael, if the distance is long, you're going to have to say Befanenech. You're going to have to say Befanenech. This is the Chiddush of the Reed. It's a phenomenal, phenomenal Chiddush. Meaning to say that according to the Reed, the borders mentioned in the Mishnah are not what? Please, this is very important. It's not only bubble, like who? Like the Rabbeinu Tam. It is not only Mitzrayim, like the Rambam. But what is it? They are kvulos of Merkazei Torah. They are borders that are telling us centers of Torah. And according to the Shita, what? Of the Reed, this is the Reed's Chiddush. The places in Eretz Yisrael that have no Tamani Chachamim are considered to be chutzlars for purposes of a Befanenech, Befanenech. Ashkelon, Berek, and the Heger are Eretz Yisrael. Nevertheless, for purposes of a Befanenech, Befanenech, they are chutzlars. This is the Reed's phenomenal Chiddush. Why, there have been a time, he says, the Maisa, the Gvulos in Eretz Yisrael, there were Tamani Chachamim, and they are according to what? Rabbeinu Tam, it's only bubble. So this is really a third approach, and this is why I stress the Re what? The Re is the Mechadish that you carry the get from the Eretz Yisrael side of Akko Yerushalayim. You have to sit in front of it because it's a distance up. Now, very important, what do you have to do to get the pshat and the taisis 100%? How does the Re's pshat solve the two kashas that he himself asked on who? Rabbeinu Tam. So you gotta say that over, right? So let's say that over. How was he able to answer those kashas? So what do you say? You no longer need the answer anymore of what? Of Ashkelon. You no longer need the answer that Ashkelon was not captured by the Holy Bubble, and that there are Trey Reckon the Chegers. Please get this. Lefi the Re, you don't have to say that Holy Bubble didn't capture Ashkelon. And you don't have to say there are two Reckon and Chegers. You could say, Lemaisa, that it's all an issue of distance. In fact, the Maharam Shif says, Lefi the Re, there are no two what? There are no two Rekim and Chegers, which is a little bit difficult, because we had proved that what? That in the Pesukim, it seemed to be that there were two. So the Pnei Yoshua explains that Rekim and Cheger was Betzad Dorom of Eretz Yisrael, Kulum in a Mizrach Adamarav. He says that Rekim and Cheger were on the south side of Eretz Yisrael, from eastern-western direction. But Lemaisa, what I want to bring out is that according to the Re, you don't have to say the answer that Ashkelon wasn't captured by Ola Bubble. And you don't have to say the two Reckoning Chegers, even though technically we assume Poshup Chat there were two Reckoning Chegers. Oh. And now, also, he's going to explain for us, Lemaisa, how he answers those two Gemaras. Here he explains it himself. We don't have to figure it out. A lot of times, you've got to figure it out yourself. Okay. Now this brings us to the Marashah that I wanted you to see. Okay, on the Re. Okay? What does the Marashah ask? According to the Re, the side of Akko that's in Eretz Yisrael is considered chutzlarts, and you have to say Befanenech, Befanenech. Therefore, it's usher to sell your Evid to Akko, even the Eretz Yisrael part. If you have an Evet Kenani Yerushalayim, you can't sell your Evet to where? To the Yerushalayim part, to the Eretz Yisrael side of Akko. You cannot. The Marshal asks, let's get this, Lefi the Re, why in fact did the Rabbanon go to the Eretz Yisrael side of Akko and they scored the Rabbanon above it? Even the Chetzi of Akko that's in Eretz Yisrael is considered to be Chutz La'aretz. That's the Marashah I wanted you to see on the Re. The Rabbanon should have stopped before they got to even Akko, even the Eretz Yisrael side of Akko. So he answers like this. To sell your Eved to live there permanently, that's Usur. To sell him to the Eretz Yisrael side of Akko. But he says to go there back Kroy to Malave Chaverim, that's Mutter. For that it's considered to be Eretz Yisrael. And the Svar is the following. The Svar is to go to the Chalik of Akko, which is Eretz Yisrael, there's no Isser Mitzad Yitzir L'Chutz La'aretz. The problem is distancing yourself from a Makom Torah. That's the problem. Is distancing yourself from a Makom Torah. That's only going to be a heel if it's Bekvias. If it's done for a few minutes or an hour, that's okay. That's what the Marashah says. So it's a beautiful Kiddush. And what comes out from the Marashah is that Dafka to go to Akko is Mutter Bekroy. But to go to Chutz La'aretz, this is what I want you to get. To go to Chutz La'aretz Mamish, even temporarily, that's Usur. To go to the Eretz Yisrael side of Akko for a short time, that's okay. But to go to Chutz La'aretz even for a short time to Ekroy, that's Taka going to be Usur. And that's why the Talmidei Chachamim did not go past what? Into the Akko part of Chutz La'aretz. Because that's Chutz La'aretz Mamish. That's Chutz La'aretz Mamish. That's a phenomenal Chiddush. I want you to get that. What comes out from the Marshal is it's always Usur to leave Eretz Yisrael to go to Chutz La'aretz even if you're going for a short time. And that smack against the Tashbetz. The Tashbetz writes that there is no Isser to go to Chutz La'aretz if you're going for a short time Amanas Lashuv. Just like there's no mitzvah of Yishuv Aretz. Let's say you go visit Eretz Yisrael for a week or two. Do you get a mitzvah of Yishuv Aretz? Of course not. It means permanence. So there's a sheet of the Tashbetz that writes there's no Isser to leave Eretz. There is considered to be no Isser to leave Eretz Yisrael if you go for 2 weeks. I'm an Asasu. Just like, and conversely, there's no mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael for 2 weeks either, unless you live there permanently. You follow what I'm saying? But what comes out of the Marashah, it's against the Tashbetz. Because the Marashah is saying that as long as you go to Akko, there's no part of you, you go temporarily. You go to the Chutz La'aretz side of Akko, which is not even temporarily, that's also. Even temporarily, that's also. And we should just know, Lamaisa, it's very interesting. That Tashbetz is difficult. Why is that Tashbetz difficult? Why is that Tashbetz difficult? Why would you say it's difficult? Because why? Why'd the Rabbanon stop where? At Akko. They should have gone all the way to Bavel or go past Eretz Yisrael if it was only temporarily. No. That whole Tashbetz is against that whole story. Because if it's true that one, you can go to Chutz La'aretz for a short time, what's the big deal? Go for a short time and come back. Yeah. Tashbetz seems to be against the whole story. Yeah, go ahead, Seth.
The other, you have to, like, going on the
Okay, alright, but maybe it was a mitzvah, it was Shem Kavod, they should have. It's a mitzvah, they're being malavet. It's a little bit difficult. You're saying they have to, so I'm saying no, there was a mitzvah. Okay, I hear what you're saying. I hear you. You hear what I'm saying? It's a mitzvah, they still could have done it. Yeah, go ahead, Zach. Okay, alright, so Zach's supporting your point. I mean, you don't have to go, the Gemara gives him so the shiur of how long you're supposed to be malavet. Very good point. It's a good point. Okay, well said. The Maram Shift, though, writes as follows. Please get it. The Maram Shift writes, he asks, that if it's Usur Latzeis Bekroy, which is what we're saying according to the Marashah, how did the B'nai Lud go to Kfar Ludin? The Maram Shift asks, if it's Usur Latzeis Bekroy, how did the B'nai Lud go to Kfar Ludin and develop the town of Kfar Ludin? So the answer is, and that's why I want you to see the Rambam here, in Perakei, Halacha Tes, and Nuchos Malachim. Rambam says phenomenally that it's us to leave Eretz Yisrael, to Chutzlars Li'olam, except to learn Torah, Lishisho, Lahatzim, and Akum. But you must be the actual Laaretz. And this was for Laschora. This was Lechem Yotzim Laschora. He wants to claim they went from looting to Kfar looting to develop business. That's why he writes that it's considered to be permissible, because Amar Shif asks, if according to Amar Shif, how did they do it? Mut Heter is, they went for what? They went for Schleich. Okay, very good, very good. Now, Lamaisa, we have here now, very interesting, the Kiddush now of the Reed, which is a third approach, as we said. Let's see now, Eli, how he fares the two Gemaras that he asked in Rabbeinu Tam. Go ahead. Bahashtu, go ahead. We left off in the Reed, go ahead. Bahashtu Parcho, you got to that point. Oh, so what's the, very good. So how do we fret for the Gemaras now? How do you answer the Gemaras now? Bahashtu Parch. How are the Gemaras good? No, go ahead, Eli. No, outside. How do we say the two Gemaras that he asked? What about Farsi Soy? How do you read Farsi Soy? Even though what? The Gemara is beautiful now. It's all an issue of distance, right? So since Farsi Soy is closer to who? Since Farsi Soy is closer to what? To Tzipori, than Akko, you shouldn't have to say. You shouldn't have to say. It fits beautifully, right? Fits very beautifully. It's all an issue of distance. And what about the second Gemara? There he doesn't explain the second Gemara. Ah, the second Gemara he doesn't explain. What's the second Gemara? Syria. How do you plug in Syria then? You tell me, how do you plug in Syria? Because what does Tosa say the Mishnah's talking about? The Eretz Yisrael side of what? Of Akko. If it's the Eretz Yisrael side of Akko, what do you see? You see still Yotzim Lecheris. So even Remeir who's Mako by Akko, that's Dafka Legitin, but Lo Lavodim. So Koshikin Syria, which is Kibush Yachat Shmei Kibush, and it's further away, for sure it should be Yotzim Lecheris, right? Again, Nachamol, how do you read that Gemara Daftes? How do you read the Gemara Daftes according to Reed? It makes a lot of sense. Because what side of Eretz Yisrael is it referring to? It's referring to what? The Eretz Yisrael side of Akko. So that's exactly what the Mishnah is saying. We see you're still Yotzim Lecheris. We are Yotzim Lecheris. We see from the Mishnah the Yotzim Lecheris. Because even though Remeir's Mekel Ba'avodim, Ba'akko, that's Dafkin Legitin, but Lo La'avodim. Again, Nachamol, does everyone see how you read this? How do you read the Gemara and Dafkes of Avodim according to the Reed? What's the Pshat according to the Reed? How do you, Tosus left that open. That's for us to explain. How according to the Re, again, the Re, the Mishnah's talking about what? The Eretz Yisrael side of Akko. He's talking about the Eretz Yisrael side of Akko. What's the Pshat? Tosus says, therefore it makes a lot of sense, because we see from the Mishnah your Yotzeh L'Cheres. How do you see from the Mishnah your Yotzeh L'Cheres? How is that possible you see from the Mishnah your Yotzeh L'Cheres? Because what does our Mishnah say? Akko's like Eretz Yisrael Gittin, La'avodim now. Kol Shekein for Tzuria, Demir Chaktuva. Kol Shekein Syria. How does the Gemara read? Because even what? Even Remeir, who is what? Who is Mekel by Akko, that's Dafka in and Gittin. But Lo La'avodim. He's not Mekel Agavi Avodim. So Kol Shekein Syria, even though you pass a Kibush Yochat Shmei Kibush, therefore for sure you should be Yotzeh L'Cheres. Because everything is Eretz Yisrael here. The whole Mishnah is talking about Eretz Yisrael. The Eretz Yisrael side, the Eretz Yisrael side of Gittin, of Akko, no problem. You don't have to sit fine enough to find out. For Avodim, you're Yotzeh L'Cheres. That's the Eretz Yisrael side! It's unbelievable. The Eretz Yisrael side of Akko, if you sell your edit from your Shalayim to the Eretz Yisrael side of Akko, it's Yotzeh L'Cheres. How much more so Surya is Yotzeh L'Cheres? The Gemara works beautifully, according to the Re. For sure it's a culture game. Works beautifully, according to the Re. Okay? Oh, we got it? That's the Pshat, according to the Re. That's how the Re solves those two Gemaras that he asked on from Rabbeinu Tam. Does everyone have that clear? That's what you have to do. If you're learning about Tosfos completely, you have to ask yourself, if you have one Rishon asking on the other Rishon from two Gemaras, and that forces him to say new Pshat, you've got to ask yourself, how did this new Pshat now solve those other two Gemaras? And that's exactly what we've done. He explained one of the Gemaras. The first one, he left the second one up for us to explain. And that's exactly what it comes out. Okay, let's finish up the Tosfos now. Go ahead. Now this is also, this line is very critical as well. Go ahead. Go ahead, let's finish up the Tosfos. Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. No, you did all that. You're up to Vim Tomar. If you sell from Yerushalayim to the Eretz Yisrael side of Akko, he goes free in Cain. So why from the Eretz Yisrael side of Akko to the Chutzlaretz side does he go free? It's like a stira, right? Go ahead. Excellent. They're both considered to be Chutzlaretz. So why if you sell from one side to the other side, you go free? Go ahead. Excellent. So what's a teretz? There's levels. There's levels. Meaning that what? The Eretz Yisrael side of Akko is considered to be Chutz La'aretz for regarding Yerushalayim. It's all relative. Chutz La'aretz side of Akko is considered to be Chutz La'aretz Mamash, is considered to be the Eretz Yisrael side of Akko. Correct? Now that's what the answer's given. Now you get the impression of Tosfos this works well according to the Ri, right? It's finishing up from the Ri. Why is that a little bit bothersome to you though? I'll be smarter. Why do you think that's a little bit bothersome up his far? Excellent, Yitzi. It's based on distance. I mean, come on. It's a stone throw. It's a football throw, no? It's very difficult. If this is a continuation of the read, what kind of answer is this? This is screaming for us to be Masberet. Why should that make a difference? If it's distance, exactly like Yitzi asked very well, then you shouldn't say from there, a Chutzlaretz side there. So why say it? What's the story? Now, I'll tell you, it's very attractive to say the following, but I just don't think it's right. This is what I was thinking to say. And I think Rav Aaron Zatzal said this, but I don't think he said it in this line. Maybe he said it in this line, but it doesn't work according to... Maybe he said it only for this Yerushalmi, to Yerushalmi that you read of. Very nice. This is the way it would work. Let's say Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is Shem Eretz Yisrael and Kedushas Yisrael. You sell them to the Eretz Yisrael side of Akko. What is that? What's the Eretz Yisrael side of Akko? Shem Eretz Yisrael without Kedushas Yisrael, and the Chutzlaretz side of Akko is what? Chutzlaretz Mamish, nothing. So since you're downgrading each way, that's the Pshat Yerushalayim. So I want you to get that down. It's possible to say. We've never seen that before. We've never seen that before. We never saw that before. It's possible to say it like this. Okay, it's possible. Possible to say that. The reason why I say that that's difficult, that it's not so crazy. We said that in the Rambam earlier this year. Right? The Rambam said the Olim Tzvayim captured their Yisrael side of Akko. They didn't do the Chutzlaretz side of Akko. The only problem is, and the Olim almost certainly didn't capture the Olim, the Chutzlaretz side of Akko. So this is a very beautiful shot, if you think about it. Just doesn't seem to fit in with the re, like Yitzi pointed out, it's not a distance issue. They're so close to each other. So according to the Rambam, we can explain the second approach to Yerushalmi beautifully. Yes? Yerushalayim to the Eretz Yisrael side of Akko is Shem and Kedusha going down to Shem. And then from the Eretz Yisrael side of Akko to the Chutzlaretz side is going from Shem, the Li Kedusha, to zero. And therefore, every time you downgrade, you're going to be what? You're going to be Yotze L'Cheres. Okay? What are we going to say according to the Ri? This is what I want you to get. The Ri, we could explain this in one of two ways. Okay? What are these surim to leave Eretz Yisrael? We said earlier in Shir a few minutes ago, there are three reasons why. Three reasons why it's awesome. Right? Actually, yesterday, with the one yesterday, it's four we gave total. Right? It is possible to say the three reasons we gave yes today were your Bachir Yishuv Aretz, you can't do mitzvahs parts, and you might make him more of a person doing that favors. You might defile him. It's possible to say like this. The Gemara writes in Ksubis and Kufiyot Aleph from an Aleph that it's usher to leave Bavel to go to other arutzos as well. Why? Because in Babel was a makom of yeshivas. So in Babel, it's a makom of yeshivas. Going to a different place is not a good thing. It's usher. Therefore, there's a chash by an eved. An eved might be defiled. That's one reason. Another two reason is yemafkia in the midst of yishuv haaretz. So one's as follows. It would be usher to sell your eved from Yerushalayim to the Eretz Yisrael side of Akko. Why? Because in the Eretz Yisrael side of Akko, there's no talmidei chachamim. And he might become defiled. He might do averus. And it's also usher to sell him from the Eretz Yisrael side of Akko to the Chutz La'aretz side of Akko, because you know why? You're not going to fulfill the mitzvah of what? Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So, Yitzi, according to the reading, we're going to come up with a whole new shot. According to the reading, we're going to come up with a whole new shot. And that being that it depends upon what the issur of leaving Eretz Yisrael is. You sell him from Yerushalayim to the Eretz Yisrael side of Akko. The reason why he's Yotzei L'Cheiros is because you have now defiled him. He's not around a place of Talmidei Chachamim. Therefore, he's Yotzei L'Cheiros. We impose a fine on who? Who's the fine imposed upon? The buyer, not the seller. The buyer, not the seller. Why? The buyer sells out $1,000 every night, he loses all his money, goes free. Why? The Gemara says later on, because you can't do a deal without the buyer. Okay, the seller wasn't such a big tzaddik, but if there was no buyer, he wouldn't have been able to sell it. So he loses minus $1,000, the Gemara says. So to go from Yerushalayim to the Eretz Yisrael side of Akko, he's going to be defiled. To go from the Eretz Yisrael side of Akko to the Chutz La'aretz side, he's not going to fulfill mitzvah yishuv haaretz. This is one way we can read the reading. This is one way to read this Yerushalayim. That's how the way the reading will read it. That's one way. Another way of reading the reading is the following. That there's an Isser to sell it at a Kanani Chutz La'aretz because we're afraid it's going to get defiled. He's leaving Talmidei Chachamim. Therefore, you cannot sell him from the Eretz Yisrael side of Akko. It's also to sell the Eved, the Eretz Yisrael, to the Eretz Yisrael side of Akko, because it's not to the Talmidei Chachamim, because the Chosh is going to be defiled. And the truth is, you know what? But since it's Eretz Yisrael, there's got to be some Talmidei Chachamim there. At least more than Chutz La'aretz side. So maybe you could say it's downgrading a level of defilements. Of chash of defilements to go from Shulayim to Eretz Yisrael of Akko, defiled. It's going to be defiled. Go from the Eretz Yisrael side of Akko to the Chutz La'aretz side, it's going to be even greater defiled. So those are two ways to read. These are two ways to read the what? To read the read. But we're working with the reading Yerushalmi's why it's usher to leave Eretz Yisrael. But we're explaining from our Rebbe, Reb Aaron Zatzal, and maybe the Rambam would read it as well, is that it works really beautifully. That the Rambam would read the Yerushalmi as going from shame to Kedusha to only shame, and then from shame to zero. The shame to lead Kedusha to zero. That's the way the Rambam would read it. And L'maisa, the Re would read it in one of these two ways. How would the Rebbeinu Tam read it? I think the Rebbeinu Tam would read it like the Re. You can read it like one of the two reasons. It depends on what the Isser of leaving Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz is all about. That's what it depends upon. So I think the Rebbeinu Tam would read the end of Yerushalmi like the Re. The way we were masquered like the Re. Okay? But that's what it means. It's like you have your cake and you eat it too. It's considered to be Chutz La'aretz, you're one Yerushalayim there, it's all side of Akko. And then when it talks about, relative to the Chutz La'aretz side of Akko, it's Eretz Yisrael. Well, what's that all about? That's the two pshat that we want to say from the Re, but according to the Rambam, we can say it's more conceptual. Okay, I just want to now get to the following. Okay? Next is as follows. This is very, very important because the truth is, the Chazon Ish in Siman Kuf Mem Zayin asks, it's a very interesting question. Chazon Ish in Siman Kuf Mem Zayin asks, why did the Mishnah only mention one city in each one of the four directions? List up more than one city, so you get more of a picture of the borders, no? Why mention one city? It's a very interesting question. What do? You draw one city? He asks it like this. He says, you draw one city and you draw a line? I mean, what's the shot? I mean, we know it doesn't work like this. He might make you die if I throw those out. So I have to keep that mixing it off, right?
Yeah.
These two I'll keep away. We can throw them out. Oh, what happens? He says, you got one city here, one city here, one city here. What do you think? You draw a line like this? That's perfect? You know, that's not true. Juts in, juts out. Right, this is the Yamato. He says, why did the Mishnah mention more than one city? He only mentioned one city in the south, one city in the east, one city in the north. What, you think you're drawing a line straight down? It's not true. The borders don't work like that. So I thought it was beautiful what he says. What is the answer? What is the Chazon Ish answer? Let's plug it in. Lefi the Ri, Lefi the Rabbeinu Tam. Lefi the Ri, what's the answer? As Yitzchak said, it all depends on distance. The Mishnah's not attempting to give you the borders of Eretz Yisrael. The Mishnah's trying to give you a certain portion of what the distance will be regarding the Dinim of Nekev and Nechem. How far you're away from Yishuv, from cities. And what is considered to be too far now that you say B'fanei Nekev and Nechem? That's according to the Reed. And Lefi Rabbeinu Tam, what's the answer? These cities are what? What's the answer according to Rabbeinu Tam? These cities are borders that are what? Only what? Only Bavel. And therefore these are cities that are captured by Holy Bavel. Lemaisa, and according to the Rambam, Holy Mitzrayim. So it's difficult. According to the Rabbeinu Tam, the Rambam was struck. According to the Rebbe, I think you can answer the question. You can answer my question beautifully. We're not trying to give you the definite borders here. I'm trying to tell you what is considered to be far away, regrouped from the issue. Rahom issue. From the Tam, from Talmud Chacham, from Bavli Dinim. So according to the Rebbe, it's beautiful. That's why our mission doesn't mention all these different cities to create a portion. But if either Rabbeinu Tam and the Rambam, according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's only Bavel. According to the Rambam and the Tam, it should have listed more than one city. What's the answer? It's a great question. The Tosfos Yontif answers, the Mishnah is giving you the corners. These are corners. And therefore, says the Tosfos, he quotes it from the Kaftor of Aferich, that Rakin is a Simon Zavis Mizrachis Sponis. Rakin is the northeastern. Okay, so let's do this a little bit. Rakin, northeast. That's what he says. Northeastern corner. Ashkelon is the southwestern corner. Ashkelon southwest. Ashkelon is southwest. That's northeast. And then he says what? He says that Akko is what? Northwest. Akko is northwest. And of course it doesn't mention the west because the Yam is the Gvul. The Yam is the Gvul, you don't have to mention it. So you see that the places mentioned are the corners of Eretz Yisrael. Anything, and obviously, if you have corners, I guess you can, I don't know, I mean, I guess you're gonna draw somewhat of a square, and you're going to be able to what? Have Eretz Yisrael. That's what the Tosfos Yontif says. Very interesting. So I want to review this point, Nachamol. Chazon Ish says, why does the Mishnah only listen to one city in each direction? So let's plug it in according to three approaches. According to the Reed, we're not trying to give borders of Eretz Yisrael. We're trying to give places that are considered to be too far away. So therefore, these cities are fine enough. According to the Rabbeinu Tam and the Rambam, that it's the only Mitzrayim, the only bubble. Why aren't these cities mentioned? We should have more than one city mentioned. The answer is the Tosfos Yontif, B'Shem, the Kaftor B'Aferet. This is the second Kaftor B'Aferet we've had in 2 days. First one was what? The Ravaz. Then any land that should speak all the tribes is a shame and strong. So he says you could draw the corner, you draw a report, everything inside of there is going to be Eretz Yisrael. Whether it's only bubble or whether it's only the tribe. That's the answer that what the Tosfos Yontif gives. Okay? Yes, Zach, go ahead. Real quick, because we have to finish. Yeah, go ahead.
First from before.
Yeah. No, Yishuvaretz is one of the examples we gave to the Kaftor B'Aferet. Remember we had those categories? Kfura, Yishuvaretz. No, it's dependent on Shem. That was one of the things that we said. We had four categories, we went on the board yesterday. Kufura, Yishuvaris, being buried, Eglah Rufa, and the Funanechta. Okay? Yes, Jesse, go ahead.
You said, like, you could land just in and out. So you're having 4 points. But in, so if you go to the first box there, he says...
Three points. Right.
If you go next to the diagram and make a line, then he says, right, the proof that loves are included in their stuff.
It's a riot of proof that what?
Loves are included in their stuff.
I mean, how are you going to have muvlos, you're asking?
Saying like that's going to be the right. It has a point. You know,
well, in the Harami, according to the Tanakhama, according to Rebbe Lazar, I mean, you don't distinguish. According to the Tanakhama, you don't have to say. It's just as asking, how are you going to have muvlos then?
No, I'm saying it's a right for muvlos.
It's a right for muvlos?
Yes.
How could it be a right for muvlos? You got to draw the, you got to connect the three dots.
I think the land just in all the places is either included in the...
I understand, but I'm saying if the line is straight, how do you have the laws? The laws, by definition, is what we wrote on the board, right? Like this. This is Eretz Israel. I mean, ask a good point. I don't know how you have the laws if you say like this.
No lines on apple.
I understand, but it's a straight line. You can't have the law, you know. I don't know. It's a good point. How do you have the laws? Smukos, I understand. You can have smukos like this. But how do you have muvlos if you draw the line like this? I don't know. Now think about it. It's a good point. Very good point. Okay. Get it. Real quick, Jesse. Yeah.
The Rambam of Hilchos Melachim.
Yes.
I understand. It says, he mentions three.
Yeah.
And then he says, V'chein Neschor.
Schor.
So have...
Schor is also a head.
Why is it separate? Is it... I'm not al nas?
Well, Schor is not a mitzvah. I guess it is. You got to make a pronouncement for your family. But it's not like Talmud Torah getting married... and, you know, saving your life.
Maybe it's not also, it doesn't have to be almanas. The first thing has to be almanas, maybe?
I think everything has to be almanas. You know where we find that for the Rambam? By Mitzrayim. His initial living in Mitzrayim. Be able to go there for Talmud Torah to get married, and for Schora, but not to live there permanently. Right? That's what they say for the Rambam. I was once told it wasn't true, but they said around every time he signed a letter, he said he transgressed 3 lavim every day. I heard it, it's not true that he said that. The Rabbaz on that Rambam says, and I built the yeshiva in Egypt. How is it mutter? Because he says, based on what the Rambam, my Rebbe did. The Torah is mutter. Amanas Maksim. Okay. Now before we begin the next tosos, let's just see a small Rashi, very good Ellen. Let's just see a small Rashi on the Mishnah. Okay? Then we got to begin the next thesis. Someone read for me the Rashi, Dibra Maskil Lulud. Okay? Let's see the Rashi Lulud. Arn, go ahead. Read the Rashi Lulud. Go ahead. Very good. What's the problem with that Rashi? Jesse, I kind of like spilled the beans before. What's the problem with this Rashi? I just spilled the beans here right before because you were asked very good about muvlos. What is far lulululul? Is it smuchos or is it muvlos? Far lulululul is muvlos. It's muvlos. That's the example of muvlos. Here's far lulim. And here's lulul. And what does Rashi say? Smuchos. That's reckon the chagir. Right, there are three categories. You can be far away. We'll get to it in the Gemara when we get to it, Bishop. But we're all focused far away. Next to the border, smuchos, and swallowed up on three sides of muvlos. Rashi says far the mulud. He says smuchos. He should have said muvlos. Very difficult. Marasho asked this kasha. The Gemara in Daftal says, reckon the chagger is smuchos. Far the mulud is muvlos. So the Marasho says, you're an ingenious answer. He says, since it's so muvlos, it's samach tvei. Since it's muvlos, it's samach tvei. It's really close. Meaning muvlos is closer on three sides. Reckon Achen is only close on one side. The Miri says the same thing. He says that muvlos betchum Yisrael means Yisrael surrounds it in three sides. So it's an interesting parrot. I mean, it's like muvlos is like smuchos squared or cubed. Okay? That's the answer that the Marshal wants to say in Rashi. Okay. Oh, very good. Now we got to begin the thesis. Let's begin the bottom thesis. Okay? Let's go. Let's begin the bottom thesis. All right. Very good. Let's see the bottom thesis. Go ahead. Let's begin the bottom thesis. Very good. Go ahead. What is that? What does that mean?
Every line we gotta get, we gotta explain.
Very good. What is it? There is a topic called Taininin. What does Taininin mean? Taininin means Ta'anina. Means we as basemen are advocates for people that cannot make their own claims for themselves. Taininin. Taininin is we claim. What's the marker in Shas? In Subis and Lamed Bobo Meralev. Subis and Lamed Bobo Meralev, there is a din called Taininin. In Nachal Yitzchuk and Lamed Bobo Meralev, like a sheriff showed to the Qatar, they have money in their bank account. Some guy's going to try to half the money for them. He takes them to a basin. We as basin stand up and advocate on their behalf. Taininin. What's the marker? Subis Lamed Bobo Meralev. It's from a pusik, I think it's in Mishlei. Sach, Picho, Re'ile. Sach, Picho, Re'ile. Open your mouth for a mute person and speak on their behalf. The Nachal Yitzchuk. Who's the Nachal Yitzchuk? The Yitzchuk Acholim. Name of our yeshiva. The Yitzchuk Acholim Spectrum, one of the Dovei Adonim in the 1800s, he has a sefer called the Nachal Yitzchuk. And in the Nachal Yitzchuk, he says that this din is a din d'oraisa. Nachal Yitzchuk says this din is a din d'oraisa. Okay? Din d'oraisa. This halacha thing. Now listen to this. Now, Aaron read very nicely. Mishnah says if you bring a get there to Israel, you don't need to sit in front of Nechta. If there are protesters, verify the signatures. What does it imply, Aaron? That Kolzman the Baal does not come in protest? Or for that matter, why do we say Orin? Yitzchuk, remember we said that the Tosis Yontif? Why did it say Orin in the Mishnah? Who else besides the Baal? The Kukos. Excellent. When she gets her Ksuba, she goes to the Kukos. Look at her protest. No one's protesting. Not the Baal, not the Kukos. What does that imply? That she can go get remarried with it. We as Bezdin do not stand up and say it's forged. Why don't we say it's Mizuyah? You follow me? Why don't we stand up and scream on behalf of the husband, even though he's not around? Let us stand up and scream, it's forged, it's forged, it's forged. Why do we let this woman get remarried? You follow me? This is what Tosfos says. Aaron, what's the answer? Why don't we stand up? Because we're going to mess her up and she'll be stuck. And we don't want to do that to this woman. Mishumiguna kilaverabon. We got it? That is the Kiddush of our Tosfos. Okay? We do not stand up and say Taininin. Now, it's very interesting, Lemaisa. Okay? Very, very interesting. I want you to get this. Okay? The Ramban here argues on this line of Tosfos, along with the Ran and the Rith and the Rashba. Ran, Ramban, Rith and Rashba argue on this line of Tosfos. And they explain, do you know why we don't say Taininin? They say the following words. Because Ein Isha Mamona Shel Baal. Fascinating, no? The woman is not bloody of the husband. She's not a chefsa. And therefore, she's not considered to be Mamonoth the Baal. If she's not Mamonoth the Baal, the Svara of Taininin is what? We advocate on behalf of a Baal Din. What does a Baal Din mean? Litigant. A litigant. We advocate on behalf of a litigant. The husband is not a litigant here. Because the woman is not his money. You only advocate on behalf of a Baal Din. He is not a Baal Din. He is not a Baal Din here. That is the Chiddush that the Ramban explains. It's an amazing Chiddush. Amazing Chiddush.
the Ran, the Ritva, they all say, you only had to get for a Baldin. He's not the Baldin, she's not the Mona Shabbat. The Ramban says the same thing. Does everyone follow what we're saying here? Already got me? Tosos obviously did not agree with this, because Tosos comes on to say what? Mishumiguna. Huh. Now, let me ask you. The truth of the matter is, whenever, God forbid, there is a divorce, is there any ramification on the man financially? Of course there is. When they're married, what does the husband get? He gets her what? Maisei Adayin. He has to sustain her with mizonos. Reciprocally, he gets her Maisei Adayin, the work that she does. Now, in this case, he is considered to be a Baal Mamon regarding the Maisei Adayin and her property. So, in a chanam. On that aspect, we could claim mizuyith to protect the husband. But the Mishnah by us is talking about what? Not about the moment. The Mishnah is talking about the validity of the get. Regarding the validity of the get, the woman is not money of the husband. If you want to talk about the money he's going to lose with this divorce, then you could stand up and say mizuyith. But the bottom line is, our Mishnah is talking about the validity of the get, and we can't stand up and say mizuyith because she is not the Baal Din. He is not the Baal Din here. He's not the Baal, she's not the money of the husband. Regarding her getting remarried, we're not going to claim mizuyith. That's the Chiddush that we're bringing out. Oh. Now let me ask you a question. Okay, if we take this to the extreme, okay, if we take this to an extreme, then what should you ask? You hold like the Ran, Ramban, Ran. What should you ask him? That even if the husband what? Comes forward himself, we should ignore him. Right? If we just got through saying that he's not the Baal Din, and she's not the Monisha, then even if he comes forward, we should ignore him. That's a tremendous tiner. Ellie, you follow me? You follow what I'm saying? If the husband is out of the picture regarding the validity of the get, right? He's not the Baal Din, and we don't do tainin, we don't stand up and advocate for him, so even if he counts himself, we should ignore him. No? And the Mishnah says, you don't ignore him. He's got the chosom. So the answer's like this. Please get this. Let's just get this. The Brisker Rav says like this. Beautiful pshat. It was Gerishim. Even though the Baal is not the Baal Dover, but you know what he is? I want you to get this. He's a Baal Shtar. Baal Dover. He's a Baal Shtar. He was the Baal Shtar. He produced the Shtar. He paid the sofer for the Shtar. He's not a Baal Din, but he's a Baal Shtar. Since he's a Baal Shtar, and he comes and he tries to protest the validity of the Shtar, we have to listen to him. It says in the Shtar, he divorced and he gave this get, he can protest it. So this is the longest that the Brisker Rav says. For what? For the Ran and the Ramban. But as you said, Aaron, what's the Pshat in Taisus? What's the Svar in Taisus? Mishumiguna, which implies that what? That we would do Tainin, right? What's the Svar of Taisus? The woman is not the mama of the Baal. What's the answer? But since the Baal is the Baal Ashtar, and he could claim Mizuyah, that he didn't write it, he's considered to be a Baal Din, and therefore what we could do Tainin if it wasn't for Aguna. You follow what I'm saying? If it wasn't for Aguna. I want you to get this. Lefi Taisus, since the Baal is a Baal Ashtar, that makes him a Baal Din. Lefi Taisus, said, you with me? A Baal Ashtar makes him a Baal Din, a litigant. And therefore, according to Tosfos, the only reason why we don't do Tainin is because of Aguna. According to the Ran holds no. Being a Baal Shtar doesn't make you a Baal Din. We only do Tainin and Yossi for who? For a Baal Din. So the Ran holds a Baal Shtar is not what? Baal Shtar is ain't no Baal Din. So therefore, if it's not a Baal Din, we can't do what? We can't do Tainin. But if he would come himself, would we listen to him? Of course. He's the Baal Shtar. He comes himself. We have to listen to him. But to do training, you have to be a Baal Din. The Ron Holtz Popov star is not a Baal Din. So therefore we would not do Tainimin. Tosfos says, no. A Baal Ashtar makes you into a Baal Din Yona, and you would, we would do Tainimin if it was not for the fact that Mishumikuna Akilah Nerebon. Everyone got this? Tainimin is the notion of speaking for a Baal Din, for a litigant. So does a Baal Ashtar make you a Baal Din? Tosfos says, yes. Only because of Iguna we don't do Tainimin. We don't want this woman stuff. The Ron says, no. She's not money in the husband. She's not a Baal. The husband's not a Baal Din. But he is the Baal Ashtar. Baal Ashtar doesn't make you into a Baal Din. Therefore, we don't do Tainimin. But if he comes forward, Yossi himself, right? Yossi, if he comes forward himself, we can't ignore his words because he is the Baal Ashtar. So the Machlokes here within Tosfos against the Rabban, Rashba, Ritva, the Rabban, Ron, Rashba, Ritva, against Tosfos is, does a Baal Ashtar make you into a Baal Din? The Ron says, and the Rabban Rashba says, it does not. And Tosfos says, it does. And we should do Tainimin if it was not for the fact that we couldn't. So that's why Aaron and I wanted you to stop just on that line itself. That line itself is explosive. Like dynamite, that line of places. It's a fundamental machlokes regarding what Tainimin. Okay, very excellent, guys. We'll stop there. We'll continue tomorrow with the Chumash. We have to...